The official in the center of the FedBid scandal at the Department of Veterans Affairs did not wait for the VA to decide her fate. Susan Taylor has made a decision on her own. Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller learning about it at this hour and joining me to talk about it. Jason, what has Ms. Taylor decided to do instead of waiting around for the VA to decide her fate?
Now, she decided to retire/resign, and that's what she says in her email, which we obtained, and we will have linked up just in a few minutes on federalnewsradio.com, effective actually today. So she's no longer an employee of the federal government. Now, remember, Susan Taylor was at the center of this VA procurement scandal involving reverse auction vendor FedBid. Huge IG report that came out the end of September, and we have a story on federalnewsradio.com really detailing just incredible story about how she allegedly committed procurement fraud, used her position as the VHA, Veterans Health Administration Deputy Chief Procurement Officer, to promote and award a contract to FedBid, to improperly potentially act as an agent of FedBid, creates a conflict of interest. I mean, just it goes on and on and on in terms of what the IG found. And then also found that she interfered with the IG's investigation involving this FedBid contract and her relationship with the FedBid executives. This was an incredible story, and VA used their new powers under the Veterans Access to Care Through Choice, Accountability, and Transparency Act to begin the process to fire Ms. Taylor. But instead, as you mentioned, she got out before that process could be completed.
I'm an acronym guy, so I think that is VACATA. Is that right?
They call it the Choice Act.
V-A-C-C-A-T-A.
Focaccia.
Yeah.
I think I had that in Little Italy.
Yeah, they put that in lasagna. There's a wrinkle here in your story on federalnewsradio.com that I didn't know about the Focaccia or whatever it is we're going to call this. You write, a congressional staff member said VA let Taylor resign because of how the agency implemented the new law, adding an additional five-day appeal process. The source says it's that five-day appeal process that gives executives the ability to retire or quit before anything bad happens. And so it seems to me that either that interpretation or that loophole in the way the legislation's been written might really put a burr under the saddles of some of the members of Congress that really wanted this in the first place.
And I think you're absolutely right. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens if they try to do a quote-unquote technical correction, or if they hold a hearing, or how much they look into this. Now, I also got a hold of two documents that were sent to the House Veterans Affairs Committee. One document was a letter from Secretary McDonald from VA outlining the implementation strategy for this new law. And then the second document was a two-page white paper really going into more detail about how they are implementing the law. And basically what they say in that white paper is, yes, they have the ability to remove somebody if they have misconduct, but they just can't do it haphazardly. It's not like, you know, in a lot of companies, if you do something wrong, you just are gone that day.
Yeah.
There's still that appeal process. There still is that process that the government has held for you know, 50, 75 years, that you need to have your day in court, if you will. And I think that's why VA implemented this Choice Act this way, with this appeal process. But I agree with you that I think that's going to leave some people on Capitol Hill scratching their heads why anyone would be allowed to leave when they've been basically all but accused of wrongdoing.
Yeah, and it's the accountability factor. And I'm not suggesting that it's right or wrong, but there are members of Congress who wanted, it seemed like when they passed this law, wanted, you know, a piece of hide out of somebody who the secretary has decided has committed misconduct of some sort. And this ending doesn't really demonstrate
right.
that. She's got 29 years of service, so she's going to resign and retire. So if she's going to retire effective today, which is what this email says, she'll retire with full benefits. She'll be eligible for FEHBP for the rest of her life. She'll pay the premium, but she'll be eligible for health care. She'll receive her pension.
Correct.
All of those things will continue. And, you know, after 29 years of service, that's not a bad deal. And I'm not implying that she didn't deserve it, but I am suggesting that there are members of Congress that probably think she doesn't deserve it.
And I think that's part of the issue, is they definitely put it in the law, when you read the law, that if an SES who is on administrative leave should not be paid, should not receive benefits. Like, they took care of the administrative leave part, because mm-hmm. what's been happening across government, and this is not just the VA, but every agency, is that an agency put someone on administrative leave while they investigate potential wrongdoing, and they get paid the whole time. And that really got Congress, you know, upset. And so they decide to fix that in this VA law. Of course, this just applies to VA, but now here's another loophole that they potentially are going to look into. And again, I think that when someone's committed wrongdoings, you forget the 29 years of service that she did. And she may have gotten excellent reviews, done everything by the book, and had one slip. And yes, it was a big slip, but does that mean that she gets totally penalized? I mean, I think you have to look at that from a whole. And I think that's part of VA's point, I think, to add that 5 days, to give that person, whoever it is, whether it's Ms. Taylor or someone else, that ability to say, well, let me present evidence of why I think I'm not guilty.
I continue to find it ironic that the very first person considered, now she won't be fired, but considered for firing under this bill, has nothing to do with the scheduling scandal or any of the other healthcare scandals at VA.
Well, I think that's because I think those scandals are such more depth that mm-hmm. they have to do a lot more investigation in that. Now, Secretary McDonald does say in that letter to the Veterans Affairs Committee that there's more than 100 ongoing investigations underway. Now, again, not all related to the scheduling problems, yes. and some of the other things. But the fact is, you know, if those 100 people are allowed to walk out the door, what stops them from resigning? I mean, if I was put in that situation that I was about to be fired, why wouldn't I leave?
And it will be interesting to watch that as it continues. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller, excellent reporting as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
The full story is on federalnewsradio.com.